Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 25th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Amazon will shut down its Amazon Care virtual health service by the end of 2022. The service launched in 2019 for Seattle Amazon employees and extended nationwide in February 2022. In an email to staff, Amazon SVP of Health, Neil Lindsay, said Amazon Care wasn't a complete enough offering for the large enterprise customers it targeted. Sony will increase the price of the PlayStation 5 between 6 to 21% in select markets across Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Asia Pacific, Latin America, and Canada. It doesn't plan to increase the price in the U.S. Sony cited high global inflation rates for the move. Twitter's former security chief and whistleblower Pyotr Zaitko will testify before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on September 13th to discuss allegations of widespread security failures and foreign state actor interference at Twitter. Ireland's Data Protection Commission and France's CNIL data regulator both confirmed they were investigating Zaitko's allegations as well. The Ethereum Foundation confirmed that it will begin the switch to proof of stake over proof of work on September 6th. The merge will be split into two upgrades, one called Bellatrix and another Paris. Bellatrix is timed to occur at 11:34 a.m. UTC on September 6th, mark your calendars, and Paris will be triggered sometime between September 10th and September 20th. DuckDuckGo brought its email protection service into open beta after launching it as invite-only last year. Users can sign up for a @duck.com email address. DuckDuckGo will remove trackers on messages sent to that address before forwarding it to a main inbox. The Verge's sources say Sonos began work on a completely new high-end speaker codenamed the Optimo 2. It's roughly the size of the Sonos 5 speaker, featuring drivers around the device for immersive Dolby Atmos audio and mics to fine-tune audio in a room. It'll support playback over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, as well as possibly USB-C line-in. Sonos also began work on an Optimo 1 and 1 SL to act as smaller satellite speakers with the Optimo 2. DJI announced the Avata, a cinematic drone meant to be used with DJI Goggles 2 video headsets. The drone can maintain 18 minutes of flight time, offers a stabilized camera capable of recording 4K 60 frames per second footage with 20 gigabytes of internal storage. It's available now for $629 or $1,388 with the DJI Goggles 2 and motion controller. HP announced the 34-inch all-in-one, offering a 5K display, 12th-gen Intel processors, and up to an RTX 3060 GPU. It also supports up to two magnetically attached 16-megapixel webcams. It comes in September, starting at $2,119. The company also announced the 32-inch Z32K G3 monitor, offering 4K resolution, using LG's IPS Black technology for higher contrast, and support for Thunderbolt 4. It ships in November, although no word on pricing. Walmart added Chamberlain's MyQ smart garage door controller to its Walmart Plus in-home program, letting customers have groceries delivered in their garage using one-time access codes by delivery workers. Walmart will install the controller for Walmart Plus subscribers for free. With the release of version 2.0 of the popular Wii U emulator Simu, its developer XZap open-sourced 8 years of work on the project on GitHub. The update also adds Linux builds for the emulator, opening the door to bringing it to the Steam Deck. ByteDance subsidiary Beijing Infinite Dimension Technology launched the Wukong search engine in China, promising to provide quality information in search without ads. StatCounter estimates Baidu holds 70% of the Chinese search market, followed by Tencent's Sogu with 12% and Microsoft's Bing with 10%. Baidu unveiled its first quantum computer called Qianxi, built on a 10-qubit processor. It plans to make the computer available to external users. Baidu also said it developed a 36-qubit quantum chip as well. The New York Times announced it will include Wordle in the New York Times crossword app on iOS and Android. This requires a free account to play Wordle, and users can sync stats from the browser version. iFixit's Sam Goldhart said Apple's self-service repair guides for the MacBook Pros present an excruciating gauntlet of hurdles for consumers. He said it a $400 battery replacement that only comes attached with a replacement keyboard and top case and includes a 162-page manual. Apple says it will make batteries without the top case available in the future. On NVIDIA's earnings call, CEO Jensen Huang hinted that the company would reveal its next-gen GPU architecture Lovelace at its GPU technology conference next month. Also on the call, Huang said that NVIDIA had excess GPU inventory due to a fall in PC sales and is working with distributors to price position current stock to sell through it. Instagram added support for sharing any post or reels through a QR code. This can be done in the app's three-dot menu or by adding /QR to any post URL. Users can also share QR codes for locations through the app's searchable map. And finally, Apple sent invites for an event on Wednesday, September 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern at its headquarters in Cupertino, California. The invite shows the Apple logo as a star field with the words "far out." The company didn't mention the iPhone, but it's the time of year when it usually announces new iPhones, so don't be surprised. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.